Happy Hump Day.
Well done.
Thank you.
Right at the top of the hump. It was Monday and Tuesday, always tough getting up there, and now it's just like a nice little slide down to the weekend.
Oh, that's what Hump Day refers to.
Keep your personal life off the air, will you?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. That's the part that dogs like the most of the show. This part right here. We've got dogs coming up to the window, and it's weird because we're on the seventh floor. Go away, flying dogs.
My dog has his own Walgreens account now.
Does he really?
He's on some gallbladder medication.
Really?
I know really? This is really ridiculous.
I didn't know until 3 seconds ago that dogs even had gallbladder problems. Or gallbladders. That used to be a department store.
It was gallbladder.
Was it? No.
But it was it's $149 for the prescription per month. In addition to his liver medication, he's 11, he's getting old.
And I know your dog. My guess is he doesn't even pay a penny of that. That's all on you, isn't it?
No, but if I could give a tip to pet owners everywhere, if you go, I would imagine at other pharmacies, but all I know is Walgreens, the corner of gallbladder and liver. Mm-hmm. You can get, for $25, you pay for the year,
yeah.
And then your prescription is a little bit cheaper. So
oh, it is?
I paid the $25, and yeah. Tiki's going to get a Tiki McInerney card in the mail.
Wow. He'll have to keep it on him at all times.
And he's a senior, so since I'm a member of ARF, he should be a member of ARF. AARF.
Wow.
But it's $25, wow. And now the prescription, instead of $149 a month, is $105.
That's a savings?
Substantial.
It's a huge savings.
So I just think I have to laugh.
Although for dog medication, you know how they age at a 7-to-1 rate?
Mm-hmm.
Like when your dog is 1, you say 7. They should only have to pay 1/7 of whatever they're paying for medication. If that formula holds true for aging, they should also hold it true for payments.
Why don't you start a committee?
I'm going to.
Because that would save all of us money.
I will get that done.
All right.
I will definitely get that done. I have some creepy news. Do you enjoy your news creepy?
As long as there's no pop-outs.
All right, listen to this, Wendy. The United Nations is pulling out of the Republic of Malawi for a very strange reason. Can you even guess what it is?
No.
The United Nations is pulling out of southern Malawi because of vampires.
I get it. Halloween's a-coming.
Malawi President Peter Mutharika calls the vampire reports in Malawi distressing and agonizing.
It would be. If you had a vampire around, wouldn't you be distressed and agonized?
Yes, yes. The United Nations said on Monday that it has pulled staff out of the two districts located in southern Malawi where a vampire scare has triggered mob violence in which at least 5 people have been killed.
By vampires mobbing?
By the panic that the vampire has or vampires have created. The towns in Malawi are just going nuts with this, and they're panicking, and people are dying.
Are there any first-hand accounts of
hold on. Belief in witchcraft is widespread in rural Malawi, one of the world's poorest countries, where many aid agencies and NGOs work. I'm not sure what an NGO is.
B-I.
That would be, if I owned my own NGO, I would name it B-I. That would be the name of my company. And Vampire was his name-o. A spate of vigilante violence linked to vampire rumors also erupted in Malawi back in 2002. That's about right, right? Every 15 years, you've seen this, right? There's always a big rash every 15 years, like clockwork, of vampire scares.
An NGO, by the way, non-governmental organization.
Oh, okay. These districts have severely been affected by the ongoing stories of blood-sucking and possible existence of vampires. This is a story dated today, by the way. I know you hear this and you go, when was this, the 1860s? No, this is today. They've had ongoing stories of blood-sucking, like I said, and possible existence of vampires. The UN Department of Safety and Security said in a security report on the Munjawi district. I barely speak English, so if I'm getting any part of this right, I'm happy.
I wish you'd be a news reader.
The acting UN resident coordinator, Florence Roll, No relation to Astor, Wendy. I will answer your question before
James.
You even ask it. Florida Evans, not involved in the story about vampires, said in an emailed response to the questions that based on the report, the UN staff have relocated while others are still in the districts, depending on their location. UNDSS, that again, the United Department of Safety and Security, is continuing to monitor the situation closely to ensure all affected UN staff are back in the field as soon as possible. Roll did not say how many workers had been relocated. The UNDSS report said that at least 5 people had been killed in the area since mid-September by lynch mobs.
All right, well, where do the vampires come in?
Well, the lynch mobs have been accusing them of vampirism. It said that mobs searching for vampires have been mounting. They've been putting up roadblocks in the district. If you were a vampire, a roadblock wouldn't affect you. You would turn into a bat and you'd fly over the roadblock.
You got it all figured out, don't you?
I don't know why they don't use me as a consultant. Malawian President Peter Mutharika said that the reports were both, I said this earlier and I will say it again, distressing and agonizing. But that's your job. You know this, Wendy. Anytime you become the president of any republic, the first thing they tell you is, if there's a report of vampirism, you must describe it as both distressing and agonizing. That will soothe the public's need.
They want to know that you feel for them.
Right. If you were a president that said, good, I hope these vampires kill everybody, then people would go, well, why did we elect you president? This is ridiculous. This development has been of grave concern.
I get it. See, this is a Halloween tie-in.
No, this is from the MSN.
the MSN?
Yeah. This development has been a grave concern to the president and the entire government. Wouldn't it be nice here in the United States, which is, by the way, the biggest country on the planet in terms of importance, if this was our biggest problem of vampirism instead of everything else that's going on? Wouldn't you just like one day where you go, everything else shoved aside, vampires, discuss.
I'd rather keep what we got going.
The healthcare issues and everything else.
Well, Bill,
North
vampires
Korea.
Could be... both agonizing and what else?
But if, agonizing and distressing. But if Kim Jong-un knew that we had vampires on our side, he would let up.
No, he would.
He doesn't want trouble from vampires.
Although the vampires, as you mentioned, can turn into bats and fly over there, and then who
yes.
needs a warhead?
Right, right. Plus, he's a little guy. You get 3 vampires to work in unison. You scoop him up. You take him off to some island.
3 vampires walk into North Korea.
The oldest joke in the world. But it's still funny. I can't explain why.
It isn't.
But it's still funny.
No attacks mentioned.
No, if I was writing the story, and I didn't, I just read the story, but I didn't write the story. Part of the story would be why people in the region believe that there are vampires. Because something must have happened there in Malawi that led the good people of Malawi to believe that there's vampires in the neighborhood. You don't just think it up out of nowhere. You don't go, I bet there's vampires somewhere around here.
Yeah, there was no vampire sighting?
There were no vampire sightings. There was none of the traditional beautiful woman with 2 bite marks in her neck, like you always see with vampires.
Yeah.
No one's taking mirrors down in Malawi.
Pale complexions?
No sign of that.
Vampire Weekend playing?
Yes, they do have some concert dates set up at the local VFW hall.
Speaking of teeth.
Yes. Can we do this?
Yeah.
We're close enough to Halloween to do this, right?
I'd say do it early because people are going. You're seeing all the Halloween candy that are already lining the stores.
Several stores by me have had it up for over a month. And yes, there is Christmas stuff that's up in my CVS. And when I say mine, I mean the one that I own in Itasca. I own my own CVS store. If you need ibuprofen, just tell them you're a friend of mine.
I only get my Christmas stuff at tree time.
You do? Oh, that's wise. That's wise. So let's do this in a little bit. Now, I'm trying to think of who put this list out. Is it the American Dental Association? I want to say it is. It is. A spokesperson for the American Dental Association.
Are you British now?
I'm afraid of vampires, Wendy. I'm afraid if I say one wrong thing, Christopher Lee will bolt through the door and bite me on the neck.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, he's a good actor. He's a handsome man. All right, so this guy, Matthew Messina, who is a spokesperson for the ADA, the American Dental Association, has found what he believes are the 5 worst candies for you this or any holiday season in terms of your teeth. You know, if you're trying to keep your teeth, he says, avoid these 5. Should we do it?
You want to
do it? All right. We're close enough, right? Number five, creamy chocolates.
Well, as opposed to
your regular garden variety chocolates. I don't know why they said creamy.
Waxy chocolates?
Yeah, just saying creamy made me want them more. Like, I would have been okay with chocolates. I go, yeah, chocolates are bad for your teeth. Everybody knows that. But as soon as I hear creamy, I go, oh, a delicious creamy chocolate.
Like creamy chocolate, like, for instance, a Fannie Mae Trinidad. Because you know how that's kind of the creamy chocolate in there? It's not just like a piece of chocolate you can break off. It's not hardened. It is creamy.
Well, but why would that be worse for your teeth than
any? It stays on your teeth.
Oh, I guess it would.
It envelops your tooth.
I guess it would. It says there's some good news when it comes to creamy chocolates. As far as oral hygiene goes, chocolate tops the list of the best bets. Now, does that mean the best in terms of ruining your teeth or the best in terms of have some chocolate, they're not that bad for your teeth? It doesn't say. Dr. Messina, along with his colleague, Dr. Loggins.
You know, you are very predictable today, or we're completely on the same page.
I'm afraid
what
of vampires.
What page are you on?
I'm on page five.
Oh, okay.
I'm afraid of vampires, Wendy. I'm just trying to get through this before a vampire attacks us. Dr. Messina admits to being a fan of chocolate because it dissipates fairly quickly with saliva.
Okay, but that's like your Hershey bar. That's kind of, it is a little waxy,
right.
And it's hardened.
Right.
But a creamy chocolate, I think, is worse.
That's your problem right there, is the creamy and the creamy chocolates.
You know, like the cream, C-R-E-M-E, you know? Like it,
when they don't have the money to buy real cream in something, it'll say cream filled, C-R-E-M-E, and you know, well, this isn't, it's the color
it's cream in French.
Yeah.
Creme.
I know.
De la creme, that's what you are.
But thank you. But here in America, you know, anytime you're buying it, it's like if you buy crab and it's spelled K-R-A-B or something like that, not sure it's really crab.
All right, I got you on
right?
that.
All right, because chocolate doesn't linger on the teeth for very long, it doesn't pose as much of a risk for tooth decay as other Halloween candy options. Not to mention that chocolate bars are also among the healthier candy picks for Halloween treats. You do get, if you're your average kid and you're trick-or-treating, the bulk of what you get is going to be chocolate paste, isn't it?
Chocolate paste?
Based.
Oh.
It's going to be some kind of derivative.
I've never had that.
I'm going to invent chocolate paste and make so much money.
Bertrand used to eat his paste. He would have loved you.
I know.
You ate paste too, Kim Gordon?
Maybe you have to eat paste to be
You have to
person.
Know that paste
know.
Isn't good.
It just tasted good and it smelled really good.
I like the smell of rubber cement, but I didn't eat it.
You guys.
I love the smell of a Sharpie gas.
Yeah.
How about when, speaking of the aroma of various things and whether they're good or not, I don't know if you guys probably didn't build models, or did you?
The glue? Are you kidding me?
So they were afraid with tester's glue that if you sniffed it, you'd get all sorts of problems. But then they started making it orange scented.
That wouldn't have worked for me.
Why would you do that?
I like this natural smell.
Yeah.
But they took some of the chemicals out and put a different chemical that was maybe non-addictive. Oh.
Well, now I'm addicted to oranges. I'm happy, you monsters over at testers. You did me wrong. All right, let's do this. We'll take a break. Kim has the news, and then the rest of the Halloween candy that dentists say is the worst possible thing for you.
I would bet anything with sugar would be your answer.
You're going to find a common theme. Yeah, there's going to be some sugar issues. All right, a quick break, then Kim with the news, and then more fun. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. We can continue with the candy thing, and we certainly will, but really quickly. So yesterday you were telling us that there were about 5 hours of deliberations, people testifying.
Right.
Mostly saying, get rid of this tax.
Exactly.
But some people saying, no, we're fine with it.
Well, and it was mostly, the people that were fine with it were mainly health organizations.
Sure.
And people that are concerned, like the Heart Association, the Diabetes Association, the Illinois Public Health Institute.
Yeah.
People that are legitimately concerned for people's well-being and
right.
their health. And, you know, and there are, I'm sure, health pros to this, but most people look at it as a tax where they, you know, they use health as an issue. But it really wasn't about your health. It's really about money.
I can prove that it's about money. Here's the easiest way in the world to prove it. I drink club soda all day, every day. That's my drink, club soda. It's not sweetened in any way. It has no calories. It's not bad for you. It's just club soda. When they started this tax at Mariano's by me, there's a giant sign that says, unfortunately, this is part of the, you have to pay a tax on this. How am I being hurt by club soda?
Well, you know,
that's wrong.
That's really interesting because I interviewed Elisa Basler, the CEO of the Illinois Public Health Institute, and she wanted to come up with a compromise where she would exclude diet drinks from the tax.
Because that should, if you're going right. for obesity, then the diet exactly. drinks should not be taxed.
But she told me that club soda and unsweetened iced tea were never taxed and were never part of the tax. Mm. So I think there were a lot of grocery stores, businesses
yep.
that were making a mistake where yeah. it shouldn't have been taxed. And that was a lot of, you know, the issue people had was that people are getting taxed on club soda and iced tea when yeah. they shouldn't have been. And then you go and you have a Frappuccino or a milkshake, and then that's not taxed because right. it's not canned. It's being made fresh. So
right.
I think there were so many discrepancies that that really aggravated the average consumer.
Oh, sure.
And, yeah. you know, if you're talking about the going to Starbucks and getting a Frappuccino and not being taxed, but if you go to a gas station and get a capped one in a bottle,
right.
that
then
was
you're taxed.
Taxed.
Right.
So why, when you go to McDonald's, who has the best Diet Coke in the world,
agreed.
Why did they have to tax it? Because it wasn't bottled.
Right.
There were too many variations in this. And if you're worried about obesity and heart disease, then why aren't you taxing potato chips and
candy.
Doritos?
Right. I
mean,
butter. What about the butter tax?
Ori and I were up till 4 a.m. trying to decide about the butter tax last night.
Bill, I swear to God, things change every day because now, like, they used to say butter is bad for you, that's why margarine came around. And now they're actually saying
say
that butter is
right.
better for you because
right.
it's more natural.
Right.
And some people say, you know, it's better to drink whole milk than skim milk.
Right.
And
right.
who knows?
One of my friends runs a vending machine company, and he said that he's already had to do this four times. Now this will be a fifth time. Where overnight they have to go to every one of their vending machines,
oh my goodness.
Hundreds of them,
and change the price.
Change them over.
You
yeah.
have to do it individually. There's no computer system.
No,
oh, that
you have
stinks.
To do it individually. So yeah,
that's a lot of work.
So they put in a lot of man hours just redoing what they just undid.
Well, so really, they're going to get rid of the tax by December 1st. So I guess in essence, he could leave it. And work slowly because the tax really isn't ending until December 1st.
I think he would have to have it ready for the morning of December, wouldn't he?
Right,
I
he'd mean, have to have it ready by the morning of December 1st, but technically
yeah.
he could still charge the tax until he gets
no
it
No one's
going
to. I mean, everybody makes
maybe.
Up their own prices on a vending machine anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And if I'm
yeah.
at a vending machine and I have to have a Twix, I'll pay $500 for
if
it.
If I need a Diet Coke, it's $1.50 or it's going to be $2.
Yeah. I don't
or
care.
Or pretzels or whatever it is.
I don't sigh. I don't go, I just
right.
go, do I have any singles that
you're
are...
already desperate that you're at a vending
right.
machine.
Right.
I'm just, in my opinion.
You know, you just got to make sure you have the crisp dollar bills because when you get those old raggedy ones, they don't go in the machine.
And when they come back out at you, how
oh,
annoying is that?
That?
Did you have... Now, you grew up in Kentucky, so I don't
did.
Know if this was a thing that was a Chicago thing or if this was everywhere where they used to do this. But if you'd go to a vending machine, a pop vending machine when I was a kid, mm-hmm. and I remember the movie theaters by me had this. So you'd put your money in and you'd hit what kind you wanted. It wasn't always Green River, but a lot of times it was. So then the cup would come down.
Yeah.
And then the ingredients would come down
right?
separately. The carbonated water, the flavored syrup. It was just a miracle to watch it happen
love
right
that.
Before your very eyes. But I don't remember the last time I saw one of those.
Well, I haven't seen those, but, you know, there are some restaurants now. Have you been to those where... And
you pick probably, the flavor combination.
You pick the flavors, and it kind of is the same thing.
Yeah, there's
you
like
put
500.
Your ice, you pick your own ice, but now you can pick, like, caffeine-free Diet Coke
yeah.
with a little cherry syrup or whatever.
I
and
love
it does
those
kind
machines.
Of come in. They're the greatest.
But you know what's gone wrong with those machines? Like, in the early... When they first introduced them, I think it was Wendy's was the first in the area that had it. I can't remember for sure. But everything had a very unique individual flavor. Like you could go with a tropical punch with something else thrown in or a root beer with something else thrown in. But now because so many different flavors have coursed through those lines.
It all tastes the same.
Everything kind of does. You get enough of a variation to you know it's different, but it is starting to all taste the same.
I don't know if your kids did this, but mine did. When we used to go out to dinner and they would have a place where you could drink your own. My kids would call
mix
it a suicide and they would
yeah.
mix
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
It used to gross me out,
yeah.
beyond belief.
I did it, but I never enjoyed it. I just wanted to blend in with the other kids.
It was Coke and Sprite and root beer and Mr. Pibb and whatever
and
else
orange.
They had.
I could do it all. Gatorade, anything.
Oh, you can't
anything. Just mix it all up.
A Mountain Dew. Carbonated with a carbonated would not
no,
be good.
No, you can't do that. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
And then when it spilled in your car, it was really fun to clean up.
Forever.
Yeah.
I know.
Did you like it?
No, I only had it twice, and it was awful both times because it had no discernible flavor. It was just, it was everything.
It was a mix.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that. All right.
I just wanted to fit in.
A dentist, right. That's all it is. A dentist by the name of Matthew Messina, he's the spokesperson for the American Dental Association, the ADA, He has given us the five candies that are the absolute worst for your teeth. So if you have kids in the area that you don't like, give them these candies.
Stock up.
Stock up on them now. Hard candies, he says, are number four. Creamy chocolates were number five. Hard candies are number four. Again, no surprise.
Why would creamy chocolate? That's not going to break a tooth. Or maybe it's just so much.
It's going to adhere to your tooth a little bit.
Regular chocolate, he says, doesn't stay on your teeth for long, but the creaminess somehow makes it bond with your teeth.
Takes more saliva to get it off your tooth. Hard candies, I would think, wouldn't be so bad.
No?
If you suck on them. Yeah. But most kids, like, chomp down on them and break them.
Yep. Hard candies may be a Halloween favorite, but suckers and lollipops actually do more harm than you realize because they're meant to be enjoyed slowly.
I can't do anything slow. No. I'm like Tina Turner.
You got to do everything fast.
Yes.
Hard candies. Oh, go on, Kim.
I was just going to say, this is probably going to be taken out of context, but nothing like a good blow pop.
Oh, so true.
I mean, love so a Charms true. Blow pop.
So true.
I can't wait. I have to.
Oh, I bite in.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately.
How many licks does it take?
Let's find out.
Now, I don't like Tootsie Pops, and I love Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, yeah.
A two?
All good.
Well, how many? There were three licks?
Three. Yeah, he would bite down on three. The owl would.
Who?
The owl. And the, who? You guys with your owl humor. Hard candies and their cousins on a stick. I didn't know they were cousins. That explains why they look so much alike. Hard candies and their cousins on a stick linger longer, making it difficult for your saliva to do the job and causing acid to build up in your mouth. Making sure that you are properly caring for your teeth as soon as the candy is gone can help prevent cavities, but we already knew that. So you want to get rid of any excess candy.
So far, these are two things I hope I don't get.
I'm feeling like I should give out mouthwash and toothbrushes.
Do that. It'd be very popular.
You'll get egged.
Yeah.
Here's number three on the list. Sour and citrus flavored candies.
I love Sour Patch Kids.
Me too.
Extreme sour.
The more sour, the better,
right? Me too, yes. And those punch
straws.
Why are
they bad for you?
It says sour candies have grown in popularity over the years, and they're bad for your teeth on two fronts. They contain both sugar and acid.
Oh, yeah.
But don't all candies contain sugar and acid?
Well, think of all that sugar coating on the outside.
Oh,
but the
maybe.
Acid, like chocolate, I don't think has acid.
No.
No, I guess chocolate
But I would think like
acid.
Jelly beans
the tart,
and
the
that
tart
kind of
flavors.
Stuff.
Yeah, then you need acid
citric
to
acid.
Sell it. Yeah.
My mouth is seriously watering right now.
I know, man.
Brenda Dillon's.
I got to do Sour Patch.
Like other candies, limit how many sour candies and lemony treats you or your child enjoy.
Remember Lemonheads?
Lemonheads is the only one that comes to mind.
And I love when you can find the big ones. Have you ever had the big?
They're
like the size of a jawbreaker.
Yeah.
Oh, they're great.
We get them at Fryer Pan.
Yeah.
And, but I like
Dylan has them downstairs.
There's like a coating, the sour coating on the outside. And then once you kind of bite that off, it kind of crumbles off.
And it's sugary.
Then it's too sweet.
Yeah.
All right. So the company that makes Lemonheads is Fryer Pan, right? So they do. There's a cherry version, or there was that I think are called Cherry Chan or something like that. Aren't they?
Aren't those Mike and Ike's? No, that's not.
You might be right.
I think they're called Cherry Chan, and they have a Middle Eastern a Far Eastern look about them. I think. Hmm. And there's a grape one too that they make, but those are hard to find. But I don't remember what the grape one is.
Me too.
The lemons.
And I love hot tamales too. They make
those too hot for me.
Too hot for me.
Why is cinnamon? Because if you use cinnamon as a cooking ingredient, it's not hot. But in candy form, it's almost always hot. I wonder why that is.
I don't know either.
Like other candies, limit how many sour candies and lemony treats you or your child enjoy in order to prevent long-term damage any day of the year. When you brush, make sure to avoid lemony or sour treats. I wonder why. Well, I guess they
acid.
Said why, but it's got to be the acid, right? That's
citric
it.
Citric acid to make it so tart, it's more acid. I just eat acid. Do you ever have acid candy?
That's the best. Yum. The Snyders are giving out acid candy,
No dropping
candy,
here. Just eat it.
Right. Woodstock brand. Ask for it by name.
They're battery candies.
A couple years ago, you know, they do this sweets expo at Carmen Place. You went there once with me, right? All right. So there's some company. The companies are all trying to out-sour each other. Because a couple years ago, that was the biggest trend, was the more sour, the better. So I don't remember the name of the candy, but people were lined up to try the stuff that they said is the most sour candy. And it came in three different levels. Really sour, nobody can touch this sour. And then the third one, even we make it, we don't recommend you have it because you're just going to, you won't, you, your body will just convulse if you have this. And I started with that one. I go, let me, well, give me your most sour one. And they
look
go,
at you.
You won't be able to handle this. And I go, yeah, just give it to me. It was sour, but it wasn't the
terrible.
Most, no, you could survive.
Well, they
it.
Have to make it so you can eat it or nobody
right,
would ever
right,
buy it. So.
Right. 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 Although
they're just
there
trying
was
to trick you because then you want to try it.
Right. You're right. There were a couple companies. The most notable one was Jelly Bellies. They make these jelly beans with really awful flavors.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the Harry Potter ones, yeah. Right?
But yeah. It's also, it's like you have two colors, and it's either root beer or vomit.
Right.
It's like a game. I
right.
don't know what it's
yeah,
called.
Yeah, they had beer and something else, I
yeah.
remember. And
so one, even though all the flavors have one, they always have a good outcome. Oh, tangerine. I love tangerine. And then the other one is snot. And you go, oh, I should have gone with the tangerine. Same color. Sorry, I said snot in front of you, Woody.
That's
I
all right.
I think there was a booger one, too.
There was. There is. Isn't
yeah.
that
the same thing?
Yeah. Well,
snot, booger, one's a little more gel than the other.
One's runnier.
Listen to you, too.
Number two is caramels. Or do you say caramels?
I say caramels, and I love them. Remember the, God, what, the Kraft caramels?
Yeah, those are the best.
Although that was a cheap house that just gave you like
oh,
two
yeah.
of those.
Because they opened that
bag. Yeah.
Right.
But they were good.
And so if they were a little open, my mom would make us throw those away.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to take any chances. Mm-mm. Although... somebody always says there have been almost no, if not no, evidence that anyone ever put, you know, everybody's always very careful about razor blades and apples
right.
and all kinds of things. And we live in a very dangerous society. But they go, if you look, you'll find that it's never actually happened, that it's an urban myth. But why take a chance, right?
Yeah, but when the Tylenol scare came, it really
it
changed.
Opened a lot of eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it really did.
So in your store, like, did you have, we had a Brock's, it looked like a push cart.
Yeah.
Down one of the aisles of Jewel or Dominic's.
Pink and white.
Yeah. And then they had what we always called grandma candies or aunt
yeah.
candies because your grandmother always had a, do you want some of these?
The
no.
The gels.
Rather not. Yeah, the gels were always on there, right. It looks like
and
a fruit,
little,
but it's not a
green
fruit.
Green leaf mint gels.
Root beer barrels.
Yes. Yeah, root beer barrels
Who's
were on there.
Who's been buying the root beer barrels here? Cause
at WGN?
Yeah, there's a candy dish. On Carol Hankner's desk.
Carol used to always have them there because
yeah.
I like root beer barrels.
I do too.
I don't.
You don't like
and
root
I don't
beer
like
barrels?
Root beer.
Really?
But I like root beer barrels.
I'm like that
why.
With watermelon flavored candies. Like those Jolly Ranchers, those watermelon. I eat those all day.
Because that has way more flavor than
a real
watermelon.
Yeah.
If I'm having a Jolly Rancher, it's sour apple all the way.
Oh, those are good too.
They have sour lemon ones now that are really
oh,
good.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I have to try that.
Caramels, they say. I usually say caramels, but when it's spelled out in front of you, you almost want to say caramel. Rich, decadent caramels.
Isn't this impossible for you to talk about? You've given up sugar for the next how many
days?
Oh,
this is almost cool and abusive.
I'm on day 11 of no sugar. Yeah, it's very hard to read about
Will
candy.
Will you be done by Halloween?
No.
No, he waits till
November
his birthday.
November 21st, 51 days. Nothing
wow.
bad for me in 51 days.
It gets longer every year. That's
no,
what
always...
she said. It's always been 51 days.
It's been 51, Harvey Weinstein. Caramels are another sticky offender because they stick to
yeah,
teeth.
They
not
do. You
got to
use your
yeah.
finger to kind of get it off
to
your
dislodge
back.
Them.
Molar, yes.
Do you know, I'm sure you've had bullseyes at some point,
love
right?
Love them.
I don't think I've ever had bullseyes or a bit of honey where I didn't have some either a tooth come out or a filling come out. Or
I had it with a milk dud.
Milk duds are the same, right?
Yeah.
Because they're it's like, it's...
I've
it's,
never lost a tooth from candy ever in my
really?
Life.
Really? Oh, I've lost at least
like baby
two.
Teeth?
Oh, no. Permanent
like fillings.
Yes, yeah. I sit here and I'm going to get a new crown on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's a queen.
Wow. Yeah.
Judy's gone.
Would you
Kim
like
gets the crown.
Would you like to come with me on Saturday?
Yes. Absolutely,
oh.
yes.
So you have a temporary and that.
Not even yet.
Oh, okay.
It's filed down. That's Saturday.
Mm. You feeling pain?
No.
You're all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. No root
was this
needed.
Because this wasn't because of the candy though, was it?
It was from years ago, and it's a crown that
really.
I now cracked the tooth because the crown
no.
was bad, and now it's got to be redone.
Was it the milk?
But
was,
yeah, it
was the
not,
milk dud.
No, I'll tell you what it was. I remember it was. Do you remember those coffee nip candies?
Yes, my grandfather had those when he quit smoking. And I got to be honest with you, as a kid, they weren't good, but it was candy, so you would take some.
They taste like coffee, though,
but
right?
Like yes. Cream and sugared, yeah. Really sweet yeah. Coffee.
I love coffee, and this was probably... I remember when I did it when my kids were little. I bit it, and I cracked my tooth,
no.
And now I'm paying the price again.
Oh, no.
How many years later? Wow.
That's been
a long
good
time.
25, 26.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you sued the coffee nip people?
No,
you
and
should.
I love coffee nips. I
you
love
still
the
eat them?
With, oh, yeah. But now I suck them. I don't bite on them.
You learned your lesson. Good. Very good. No, forever, anytime. And I love Bit of Honey, and I love Bullseyes, but I knew as soon as I eat them, this isn't going to end well. And it never did.
What about Mary Janes? They were like a Bit of Honey.
We're not supposed to like Mary Janes because we're under 90.
I like
but
them.
I love them.
Yeah, but they really are chewy.
Right. And they're chewy and hard because the Mary Janes you see in stores now were delivered when Franklin Roosevelt was the president because they don't sell a lot of them. So, yeah, they're chewy, but there's like a crunchy hardness to them.
I like them.
You know, and like we were talking about off the air, how some of that stuff is even better if it's a little stale.
It
a
is.
Good stale Mary Jane, nothing better.
You can't beat it. You can't beat it. I like the fact that the Mary Jane people have not changed their
packaging.
Logo.
Right.
It still looks like it's 1921.
It just still has on Mary Janes.
Yeah.
Believe
it's
it or not.
Excellent. Yeah, Mary Janes were the shoes.
I loved my Mary Janes. You
me
had a pair too.
Of course.
With the little lacy white anklets.
Mm.
My mom never let me wear tights. I don't know what it was.
Too provocative. Way too provocative.
Yeah, but look at all the strippers now, and they have Mary Janes right. And the little lace white socks.
You're right. No, you're right. All right, and the worst, Wendy, the worst Halloween candy, this according to...
Pixie Sticks.
You would think, wouldn't you?
Straight
because
sugar.
Pixie Sticks are just sugar with food coloring and citric acid.
But
yeah.
It dissolves fast.
True.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? Now, at my house,
yeah.
I've told you this before.
This is disgusting. Your mom let you guys run amok. And I don't know what amok is, but you did a great job at it.
We had a... Yeah. My mom would say, because when we ran out of Pixie Sticks, she'd say, make your own. So the way my brother and I would do it is we would fill up a solo cup with Weiler's drink mix, and then we'd get a straw, and then we'd drink an entire cup of it, and then when we were done,
dry
we'd drink it up again. We'd take another.
Would you cough and that get in your lungs?
No. There was no coughing, but we were so wired up on sugar that then we'd walk to Wisconsin and back, which is like 45 miles each way. And, I mean, we were so energized from all that sugar, and my mom watched us like a more responsible mom. My mom did a good job for the most part, but when it came to stuff like this, she'd go, oh, you kids, you loved it. Well, I know we loved it, but you should have stopped us.
She trusted you guys too much.
That was a lot of bad stuff.
All right, what is the worst thing for your teeth, according to dentists?
According to dentists, Wendy, it's not my decision, but
survey
Matthew
says
Messina, survey
four
says,
out of five.
Chewy candies are absolutely the worst.
Now and laters are bad.
Now and laters would be bad. Charleston Chew mm-hmm. would be very, very bad.
Those are not that, I mean, I guess they're chewy.
Tangy Taffy.
Yeah.
I still have Tangy Taffy
or
in my
airheads,
mouth
that kind
from
of
sixth
stuff.
Grade. You want to see it? I still have some.
Was it
some
purple?
Grape, yeah.
Did you ever eat saltwater taffy that you bought?
I loved that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For some reason, on vacation, you have to get it.
You get it, and then you never eat it.
Right.
I eat it.
But if you're at home, you don't go in and go, I'll get some saltwater taffy. But if you're in Wisconsin or Indiana or
they sell it now. There's almost like that.
Yeah, right.
Almost like that Brock thing. There's a little saltwater taffy thing at my Jewel.
There is?
Yeah, various
like
different
with
colors.
A scooper and you scoop in a
maybe
Jewel.
That's a Dylan's candy bar I'm getting mixed
maybe.
Up. I thought they had it at the Jewel.
Can I tell you one thing that used to be a fixture at hardware stores when it came to candy, and I don't see this at all anymore? Every hardware store I was ever in as a kid, as you were coming in or leaving, they had 16 or 18 or 20 jars of just those candy sticks.
Oh, Stuckey's had those too.
Did Stuckey's have
yes.
that?
Yes. We used to love to get those.
So you
and
had
they
basic
came in
flavors.
Like really weird flavors. Like,
yeah, there was always lime and cherry and orange, but then there was sassafras.
Right. Whorehound or something.
Whorehouse.
Yes.
Whorehouse.
Wait a minute.
Whorehound.
So it's
whorehound.
Like a candy cane,
like
but without the hook at the end, right?
Right. Exactly.
It was just a thick
those were horrible.
Stick of candy.
But if you were going to Stuckey's, you bought
you
those
had one at
Stuckey's,
or if you went, you know, if your dad was going to look for roofing nails, he's like, oh, my kid doesn't want to go looking. But then the payoff was you got a sassafras candy stick. Yay.
Which is just root beer, basically.
Well, there were some, like you mentioned whorehound. Well, I don't know what that means. But
I just remember, like, what is whorehound?
I knew a girl. No.
But there were always six or eight flavors that even if you knew the basics, like Tutti Frutti was always one of them.
Right?
And I only knew that because of the song. Because I went, oh, Little Richard must buy his roofing nails at the same Ace Hardware that we buy our roofing nails at.
I can't see him doing roofs. His hair would be messed up.
How do I look? You look like a mess, Richard. Get off the roof. It says, where is it? Here it is. Enjoying Halloween candy is part of the fun of the holiday. Okay. The reason that candy in general is harmful for your teeth is the bacteria in your mouth burning sugar, creating acid as a byproduct. It doesn't say why chewy candies are the worst, though.
It just, again, it gets, stuck on your tooth.
You just can't get rid of it.
You said the tangy taffy from fourth grade's still in your tooth.
I still have a little bit of it. I still do.
There was this, what was it called? I bet neither of you will remember it. It was called Toot Sweet, and it was made by the Tootsie Roll people.
I do remember it.
And this is the first time I ever saw flavored Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah,
they had like strawberry, vanilla,
lemon.
Then the regular colors. And you would basically warm it in your hand. You'd put it into a little mold.
Yeah.
And you'd stamp it down, and it would make two separate sides of a whistle. You'd put it together, you could blow the whistle, and then eat it.
That's brilliant.
I sort of remember that.
Toot Sweet, it was called, by Tootsie Roll.
I think it was a result of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I think you're right.
Right?
There was some connection, some tie-in with that.
Yeah, there's a part of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang where they
sing that song.
Well, they sing a song called Truly Scrumptious, but I think there's...
The whistles?
Yeah, there's some candy that does whistle in that movie, right?
I got to tell you, I loved it, but I had never seen a Tootsie Roll that wasn't your typical Tootsie Roll flavor, so I ate all the vanilla ones beforehand.
Sure.
And my brother probably ate the fruit ones, and then it's like we had nothing to make the whistles out of.
Did the whistles work when you didn't eat them before?
They worked. You'd just press it, and it'd be a right side and a left side, and you'd kind of, I mean, it was like taffy, so you could push it together.
Right.
Okay, maybe sometimes you would have licked it.
Sometimes.
And then it would actually form a whistle, and like a coach's whistle. There was no little ball in there rolling around, but it totally worked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not super loud, but you could make a whistle sound, and then you ate it.
Were you a fan of Lick-A-Made?
Oh, yeah.
I loved Lick-A-Made Fun Dip, yeah. Yeah, they changed the name of it from Lick-A-Made to Fun Dip.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it was, what was that?
You had a stick that
was
like a piece of chalk.
What was the stick made out of?
It was candy.
It was
you ate that too?
You would put the stick in the different flavors. There were three flavors. You put it in.
They're like red, green, and purple. Like
grape,
cherry,
lime, right?
Yeah.
But then after you were finished with the powdered part of it, I believe that little stick was edible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was edible. It
looked like an elongated white bar of soap, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kid wouldn't want to eat a bar of white bar of soap? That's delicious.
And then I grew up in Brookfield, and there was a Little League park, Roy A. Overholt Field, right down the street from our house. And they had the best stand in the world, and they had all the penny candy. And do you remember it was like saltwater taffy, and it may have been, but it was flat and rectangular shape. It was almost like a giant Turkish taffy. There was like a white strip in the middle, and they'd have grape. It was just a flattened, hardened piece of saltwater taffy. And it was 5 cents. It was such a deal.
Kind of like a precursor to a Airhead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kind of like that.
But real thin.
Right, yeah.
Were they called softies?
No.
Because the German club in our high school used to sell those. They'd import them from Germany.
I think softies meant something different in your German club. Wiener Schnitzel?
I'm going to call Angela Merkel right after the show and tell her you said that. I'm going to create an incident. I hope you're happy. The German club would always sell those and gummy bears, or gummy as they were called back then, to raise money for their trip to Wiesbaden.
These were like wafer thin, and they were wrapped in wax paper, and it was just maybe about a foot long.
And they were different flavors?
Yeah, and it was just like saltwater taffy, but like pounded down like you took a meat tenderizer. And then, of course, Turkish taffy was really great. You would freeze it and drop it on the sidewalk, and then you'd have little pieces.
Yeah, it was pretty thick.
Vanilla was my favorite.
Oh, yeah, nothing wrong with that. Kim, thank you for hanging out.
Thanks for the memories,
guys. I know,
I love
talking about this
stuff.
Isn't it fun?
All right,
so fun. Quick break. We'll close up shop next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
I showed you a picture of the saltwater taffy, and you kind of
remember. I do remember it. Very thin. As thin a taffy as you could legally sell, I believe.
And you said it would get crispy on the ends, and it was wrapped in wax paper.
Yeah, it was chewier, like, in the very middle and as you went outwards. But then on the very end, it was always kind of hard and crispy on the ends.
I'm seeing McCraw's Giant Flat Taffy. That makes sense.
That makes sense. That's it for today's show, everybody. Hope you enjoyed yourselves. Tomorrow, another show. And then Friday, yet another show.
How do we do it?
Volume, Wendy.
Absolutely.
It's all volume.
Crank it up.
That's it for today. Good luck, Cubs. Make us proud, would you? Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill. Thank you, Jasmine.